Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is the gospel of the day found in Matthew 17. We heard it read from the lectern. We just sang the story again because the story is so wonderful. We read it another time. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and he led them up onto a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured in front of them. His face was shining like the sun. His clothes became as white as the light. Just then, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you want, I will make three shelters here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them. Just then a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down and were terrified. Jesus approached, and as he touched them, he said, "Get up and do not be afraid." When they opened their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Do not tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is our text. Dear people of God, man proposes and God disposes. All of our lives we make plans, and very rarely do they turn out the way we envisioned that they would. And that's okay. We're just not that powerful. We are not in control. It is good to make plans. But as the Christian makes plans, always make room also for the Lord's will to change your plans and for it to go completely different. There's an old saying in my profession that might help you here. It goes, "The pastor works all day as if everything depends on him. And then he lays his head on the pillow at night, knowing that nothing does." Let Jesus be your Savior. Learn from Peter. Poor Peter. We love the Apostle Peter because he was always wrong. Once in a while, Peter got it right and we rejoiced with him, but usually it was like this. Let's look at this text from the point of view of the Apostle Peter today and learn from Peter as we spend a few minutes with Jesus again. To let Jesus be the Savior. You do your work and let him do his. Peter, James, and John, the inner circle, go up with Jesus on some mountain in Galilee. And while the four of them are up there, Jesus is transfigured. That means he was changed. He still remained the man that they knew and loved. He didn't turn into a werewolf or anything like that. But his appearance changed. He began to shine, it says. He shone like the brightest sun that you can't stand to look at for even a second. Ever drive over a hill in wintertime and that sun is right there on the horizon? Ah! It's like that. Jesus was letting just a glimpse of his heavenly glory shine on purpose to impress upon these disciples, two of whom would go on to write scripture, that their master, their rabbi, whom they loved and followed and pledged their lives to, and who in a few weeks would be arrested and killed by the Jews and the Romans, that this Jesus was and is and always will be the Lord Almighty, God Himself. Also at the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus, Moses and Elijah were permitted to leave the glories of heaven and to come down and to talk with Jesus. But really, they didn't leave heaven. Because what is heaven? Heaven is being with Jesus. And so these Old Testament prophets just did what they have always done. They talked about and talked with and looked at Jesus. If you notice in the story, the prophets are not too interested in the disciples standing there. The prophets are focused on Christ. Peter, however, is very impressed with the prophet showing up, whom he somehow recognized. And since many people can't just say nothing, since a lot of people just have to open their mouths and talk when they shouldn't, Peter opened his mouth and put his foot right in it. Now let's just stop a second. If you see Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus, what's it time for? It's time to be quiet and to listen. Wouldn't that be a wonderful conversation to eavesdrop on? The holy prophets and Christ himself. But Peter has to insert himself into the conversation. And he says, Lord, if you want to, I can make three shelters, or three tents, three little tabernacles for the Lord and the people of heaven to stay in. And again, we stop and we think about what he is saying. What need do the people of heaven have with a little canvas tent on the earth? None at all. Peter didn't know what to say, so when he opens his mouth to talk, out comes this nonsense. This could be the dumbest thing ever said in the history of the world. But we get it. Am I the only one? I understand, Peter. He started to talk, he was excited, and out came this. Peter answered a question that nobody asked. Can you see Jesus look at him? I can see it. Just, come on, man. Just settle down. But before any scolding happens, before any lightning comes and zaps Peter, the Heavenly Father mercifully envelops them all with this mouth-closing cloud. Now, this is the same cloud that filled the temple, Solomon's temple, on dedication day. This is the same cloud that covered the mountain when Moses approached to talk to the Lord. And also from the cloud came a voice, just like in those Old Testament stories. A voice spoke. Today it said, this is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased, listen to him. Now it could have added the word Peter on the end there. Listen to him, Peter. And the reason he doesn't
is because you could put any one of our names at the end of this. This is time to listen to Jesus. Stop reading the garbage on the internet when you should be reading the scriptures. Stop giving God all of your advice when you should be using that time to learn what the Lord's will truly is. See, everybody thinks that we know what the Lord's will is. But what a person thinks is only that, what we think. Who knows better, me or the Lord? So listen to what he has to say. So Peter, this is a time to watch and to listen. So what do Peter and the others do? They put their head in the sand. Quite literally. Everybody imagines that they want to talk to God. You've ever heard anybody say that? Boy, if God were here, I would tell him a thing or two. But in the past, whenever someone had the opportunity to talk to God, nobody liked it. The Israelites, on the mountain, before Moses went up to talk to the Lord spoke to the people directly out of the cloud. And when he did that, the people ran to Moses and they said, "Moses, you go up the mountain and talk to God because we're scared to death." Just like here. The disciples get a glimpse of God's glory, and down in the dirt they go. That's why Jesus came into the world the way he did. That's why Jesus put on a lowly form to come into the world. The Son of God came to live among the sinners and to save the sinners. If he had come in the form of holy, almighty, glorious God, all the sinners would have run away from him. And so Jesus put on the form of a humble human being. He hid in man's form in order to save us human beings. And then, kind Jesus. In the story here, he puts back on his meek human form. And he goes and he gently touches the apostles who are scared to death. And he says, "Get up and do not be afraid. I have not come to crush you. This heavenly Father in the cloud that you're so terrified of actually loves you, and he sent me to save you. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And as the four men then walk down the mountain to join the 12 again, Jesus shocks us one more time. And he says something that none of us would have guessed that he would say. "Do not tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Now, first of all, the disciples don't know what raised from the dead means. That hasn't happened yet. That won't happen for a few weeks yet. Also, what a bummer. They finally have something to tell, and they're not allowed to. Do you remember how the disciples were always arguing among themselves about which one was the greatest? Something they will do up to and even into the upper room on Maundy Thursday. Well, here, Peter, James, and John have some proof that they might be the greatest of the apostles because Jesus let them see this. And yet, they can't talk about it. You see why, don't you? they didn't understand what had happened. They didn't know what it meant, and they certainly would have screwed up the story. And so Jesus just says, shush. Later on, after Easter, after Ascension, after Pentecost, you will realize when it's time to tell this story. Poor Peter. He just couldn't win. And we understand the feeling. But that's one of the great things about our dear Savior Jesus Christ. We don't have to win, because he already won for us. Jesus defeated the devil by never falling into temptation. Jesus overcame our sin by his substitutionary death on the cross. Jesus conquered the grave by rising from the dead. And he did it all for us. Lutheranism is the only religion that teaches these things. Lutheranism is the only religion that lets God be God and lets man be man. You do not have to do the things of God like the other religions say you must. You do not have to save your soul. Jesus saves your soul. You do your things. You have to live among the sinners. You have to do your work every day. You are to read your catechism and your Bible. Let Jesus be your Savior. We make plans and we work hard, but we let God's will be done. And we trust that everything is going according to his will. See, as we enter Lent this week, as we look at the Lent stories, and we see how Jesus was arrested and mistreated and crucified, we are to remember the transfiguration. We are to remember that Jesus is in control, that he knows what he's doing. As we follow him to that cross, always keep in mind that this Jesus is and always will be the Son of God and the Son of Man, the Lord of glory, the Lord Almighty, your Savior, Jesus Christ. Listen to him. Amen.